from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. 133 Catholic cardinals have elected a new pope, the first American to hold the post. Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost of Chicago will be known as Pope Leo XIV. His election, by a majority of at least two-thirds of the votes cast, defies the conventional wisdom before the conclave that any American would be a long shot to become pontiff. He's also relatively young at 69 years old. White smoke coming from the chimney installed on the Sistine Chapel told the world's 1.4 billion Catholics that the conclave had concluded. Leo was the 267th pope, dating back to the year AD 30. Flooding across the road has forced the closure of Norman Street. Police are asking you to stay away to prevent further damage to the road and ensure your own safety. The Cedar Meadows Resort is, however, accessible via Lafleur Drive. Being caught driving on a closed road carries a $110 fine and 3 demerit points. Meanwhile, the Timmins Flood Advisory Committee has extended the flood warning specifically for the Mattagami River, but has downgraded Porcupine Lake and Kamiskosha Lake to a watershed condition safety statement, water safety. That brings with it a caution to stay away from rivers, lakes, and streams. After more than 2 weeks since he went missing on Horwood Lake, the body of a snowmobiler has been found. The OPP say that yesterday their underwater search and rescue unit and regional emergency response team located the body of the 40-year-old Timmins resident. He had been reported missing on Sunday, April 20th. Horwood Lake is about an hour and a half southwest of Timmins, off Highway 101. The Public Health Agency of Canada says our country could soon lose its status as a country where measles has been eliminated, a status it's had for almost 30 years. That doesn't mean completely wiped out, instead referring to only local outbreaks that don't spread. However, the agency says, with more than 1,500 cases of the highly contagious virus being reported, measles is spreading rapidly, and if this pace continues, we'll lose our elimination status this fall. Officials note that the vast majority of cases are in unvaccinated people, especially the young, and the only way to halt the spread is by increasing the number of people who have been inoculated. Ontario has had the highest number of cases at more than 1,200, compared to 7 in all of 2023.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.